Beginning from a home recording project in 2005, musician Neil Wright has taken his music from a hobby to a reality with the release of a full-length album this month. Today on Music Mondays, we talk to Neil Wright about the founding of his band, Burner Courage, and the process that brought him out of his bedroom and into your iPod. You're listening to Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org. I'm Kelly Kubik. Along with my co-host, Sochi Barajas, we'd like to welcome our guest, musician and founder of the band Burner Courage, Neil Wright. Hi, Neil. How's it going?
Hello. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
It's great having you. So you just had your first album come out, Burner Courage. What was the process like?
Well, it was a very long recording process. It doesn't always have to be like that, but I actually started recording it in the middle of switching band members. So I did a lot of the instruments myself that would have been played by my bandmates, and we just kind of pieced it together over time, and now we've gone on to the printing and the mastering and getting the jacket design and all of those fun things that come with releasing an album.
Wow. How many of those things are you involved in? Like, did you do the cover art, or how many of those things are you, do you have a hand in, or is it kind of spread out between you and your bandmates?
Well, you know, I guess in general, band leaders, you know, whoever's the band leader tends to take on the responsibility for that. And especially when you have a band with a lot of other musicians who are in other projects. And, you know, sometimes they'll want to be involved with that. But a lot of times it kind of falls on you to really make that stuff happen. Because whereas some of it's fun, you know, getting really cool album art is very satisfying. But there's also the part of, you know, drawing it out and getting it all printed. So I would say that for the most part, the band leader ends up doing a lot of that stuff, and then kind of just looking to the bandmates to get some input and feedback and make sure they're okay with the direction it's all going.
How did you get started in music?
Well, I guess what happened is it kind of happened by accident. I had GarageBand on my computer, and I started recording some songs. This was in when I was about 19, so I guess that was 2005, and I didn't really know how to play guitar, but I figured if I could record over and over again an endless number of times, I could probably eventually get what I wanted. So I would start with just a really basic chord progression or something like that, and I would loop it, start recording vocals, and send it out to all my friends and family. At first, I got a lot of, oh, well, this doesn't sound very good, but keep going, you know. And over time, people, you know, I got better and better feedback. And next thing I knew, I was buying a bunch of recording equipment and trying to get more seriously involved.
So have you always played music and been involved in music, or was that kind of the first time that you forayed into it?
Well, you know, I've always thought of myself as having just kind of fallen into music out of nowhere, but you know, my grandmother is a musician. My father plays a lot of piano. My sister's a musician also. So there was a lot of exposure to music before that. But that was the first time that I ever really tried my hand at songwriting and singing and those sort of core musician skills. So I would say that when I first started, I didn't have much experience with the actual playing and performing and recording. But I had at least been exposed to it and kind of had a sense of how to compose things and, you know, what sounds good and what doesn't.
Well, up right now we're going to play one of your songs from your current album, the Burner Courage, and it's called Keep Me Around.
Keep me around.
right. That was great. I noticed, Neil, that you played trumpet on that track, Keep Me Around. Is that an instrument you played all your life?
That's a very recent instrument for me. I would say I first started playing it maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but, you know, it kind of came out of me just wanting a different option for, you know, arrangement when I'm recording, because I do a lot of songs where I just record all of it and arrange all of it at home and play all the instruments and then bring it to the band and we kind of make some adjustments. So I said to myself, well, I've always wanted to have some brass instruments, so I went on Craigslist and I found a $75 like student trumpet, and I just sat around in my apartment kind of trying to play notes on it, and you know, I eventually got to the point where I could basically play long sustained notes, you know, and I could change notes a little bit, but I still can't do anything very fancy. So on that track, there's two trumpet parts played together that are harmonized, and the funny thing is that there's me playing and you know, I'm not the most skilled trumpet, and the other trumpet player happens to be one of the better trumpet players in Portland, Victor Paul Nash, who also recorded the album. He's a very multi-talented guy, but he's actually, you know, well known for being a good trumpet player. So it's funny that we have this mixture of my playing and his playing, but luckily it sounds nice together, and you know, you can't tell the skill difference too much.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Thanks. Yep.
Well, here we have another track from the album. It's called Turner's Tale.
In my stead, simple is best. Who am I to jump your Andrew.
What a great song. That was Turner's Tale. What inspired you to write that song?
That song was actually this may still happen. I've been wanting to make a musical, like a film that, or maybe a series of short films or something that's, you know, got a lot of kind of indie rock and folk music in it. And it was kind of inspired by The American Astronaut, which is a really great kind of indie rock musical film. If you ever have a chance to see it, I highly recommend it. But after seeing that, I kind of started writing a short story that would feature characters. And it was kind of a mountain family that, you know, have been living there for generations. And there's a couple of different families all living in proximity to each other. And they have this ability to sing songs that will, you know, affect the weather or curse people and things like that. So this song is actually meant to be kind of either about that world or maybe in the future a song, you know, in that musical. But I also just thought, you know, it's a great standalone song, so I decided to go ahead and write it and release it on the album and everything.
Wow, that's great. I would love to hear more of that. You should definitely do that. And speaking of films, I know that you were recently performed at the True False Documentary Film Festival in Columbia, Missouri. Can you quickly kind of tell us how did you get involved with that?
Well, my sister, Lizzie, she has a group called Lizzie Wright Super Spaceship. Usually it's just her, and sometimes she'll, you know, bring in extra help. But she knows some of the people involved in the festival, and they asked her to play before some of the films. So when people are walking in, and we played last year as well as this year, and I just backed her up on guitar and on vocals and sometimes percussion. So it was a lot of fun. You know, you get to go in, play some songs, and then the film, you know, starts, and you can stay if you want and watch the film. So it's kind of a way to, you know, get some exposure and play some songs, and then also, you know, you get to see some great films for free. So
wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was great.
What a great experience. I would come down there and check you out next year. Well, coming up, we've got more with our guest, musician Neil Wright. We'll be digging into how he came up with the band name, Burner Courage, as well as hearing another track off of their self-titled album. You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sounds at www.lancerradio.org.
The Athletic Zone supports student athletes in their academic, social, and athletic endeavors. We encourage students to become vested members in the academic community and utilize the vast resources at Pasadena City College. Our objectives are to assist students in adjusting to life at the community college level, establishing sound study habits, and developing appropriate academic and career plans. The PCC student athlete values a quality education and the responsibilities required of them to succeed at the next level. The zone is located in GM112A on the first floor of the east side of the Hutto-Patterson Gymnasium. Services include academic counseling and advising, tutorial services, transfer services, career planning, speakers workshops, and peer advising. The zone is open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday. For more information, stop by GM112A or call us at 626-585-3115.
Welcome back to Music Monday on Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org. I'm Sochi Barajas, here with Kelly Kubik. We're talking with Neil Wright, the lead vocalist and guitarist for Portland-based band Burner Courage. Now, those were some great tracks, and so you were saying how you're inspired by musicals and everything, but...
Well, what I want to know is that some of the songs are many years old, and so, like, some of the songs are actually from 2005 when you first started this. Mm-hmm. How do you make a song better over the years? What kind of things? How does it evolve as your skill set evolves? How do the songs evolve?
Well, you know, it's any song can kind of take on different forms, because when you've got a fully arranged song, you know, you can kind of pick out some core pieces and maybe play just an acoustic guitar and vocals version of it, you know, and that's kind of, sometimes I like to think of that as, you know, the skeleton of a song. So, and because I write a lot of songs in a way that I just fully arrange it the first time that I record it, it's kind of fun to then strip it down to just this skeleton and take it to a band and, you know, come up with new ways to arrange it. So I would say, you know, one of the best ways to kind of take an old song and make it better is just to find out sort of what the essence of it is. What can I by myself play and still have it sound like the same song? And then just get a group of talented musicians together and say, all right, guys, here's the demo. You know, you've heard sort of what I had in mind for it, but what can we do with it differently? You know, what can we do differently? And so I'll just play my part of it after they've heard the demo, and they'll kind of fill in the blanks, and we'll make updates here and there. We had a couple songs on this album that have changed a lot in terms of how we play them live now. Some of them are a little bit faster, and, you know, I remember one song called Not Prepared didn't make it to the album. Because it just wasn't working for whatever reason. It just felt...
wasn't prepared.
Exactly. That, man, we always make jokes about that song at every show. But it just wasn't working for whatever reason. It felt stale or something just wasn't working. So we cut it from the album and we kept playing it live. And we actually ended up changing the arrangement a lot. We up the tempo, we kind of changed the whole strumming pattern and everything on the guitar part, and it almost sounds like a completely different song now, and it'll probably end up being on our next album. So that's a good example of a song that's been around for a long time. It went from the initial demo to the album version, then got cut, and now, you know, to a different live version, and finally we're going to record that version. So it's gone through this kind of evolution. It's a good example of how a song can kind of grow with a band.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a nice collaboration with your bandmates.
So when you're on tour, what is the dynamic with your bandmates, and how did you decide to make it a band instead of just saying, because you wrote all the songs, so why didn't you decide to make it Neil Wright's band and just have backup?
Well, first of all, we have never actually been on tour, so I don't know what it's like when we all tour. Hopefully, it's good. Hopefully, we don't, you know, end up getting on each other's nerves too much. But I guess, you know, the reason that I didn't just keep it as, you know, my solo thing, and I mean, it's very getting together a group of people who can play all the songs the way that you want them, and, you know, who you can kind of trust to perform them well. It takes a lot of effort, and there's, you know, we've been through a lot of iterations. When I first moved to Portland, it's when I first started getting the band together, and there was a completely different lineup at that point. You know, that didn't work out super well, and I was kind of inexperienced at the time. So, you know, we got a new group together, we played some shows, and one member from that group stayed on to the next iteration. And then we sort of gained one new member who stayed on. And so we keep having iterations. And anytime I can sort of find somebody who really fits and who can really stay on for the long haul, it's always really a big success. So now my three bandmates, Amanda, John, and Lucas, I just work really well with them. You know, we've stuck it out over the long haul, and there are people that I can trust in terms of writing good arrangements with me, telling me when things aren't working, and trying to kind of, you know, steer us all in the right direction. So I'm really glad to have them, and I have some other projects that are, you know, solo projects that I have full control over, but this is specifically a project where I wanted to take these songs that are sort of, to me, some of the most important to me, and really, like, build a group dynamic around that and make sure that, you know, there's some other really great opinions coming in and making it as good as it can be.
Okay, we have one final track from your album. It's called Sync Move.
Come back dad are both very nice. They gave me a breath to breathe in. Me and all my friends were all very nice. But we still get mad when things go awry.
Great song. You just had a show with Great Wilderness and Bubble Cats. What was that like?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was our first show playing after a long time of just kind of practicing and changing around some of the arrangements. Which was, you know, kind of nice because we'd had so much time to practice that we felt really comfortable and really, you know, tight on all the songs. Great Wilderness is a really awesome band that I hadn't actually seen live in a while. I've known them for, you know, a few years now and I'm friends with, you know, a lot of the members. But they've also kind of changed their sound a lot since I had last heard them. So it was really cool to kind of see a band that I knew but hear a new, you know, sound from them. And then Bubble Cats is just epic. They have a lot of dual guitar harmonized, you know, epic riffs and things like that. They're just totally fun. So we had a blast.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So speaking of, you know, new sounds, what's happening with Burner Courage in the future? Do you guys are going to be getting back into the studio soon? What do you have going on for the future of that? Or do you have side projects that you're working on?
I do have some side projects. I've got one called Fake Fireplace that's just my new solo one, since, you know, this used to be the solo project. I think that our next plan is to try and get an album that's more, you know, that the whole group can kind of feel more a part of. Because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the Burner Courage, the LP that we're releasing, the self-titled, that was, you know, Lucas, our drummer, and Amanda, our bassist, both appear on it. But John, the keyboardist, doesn't appear on it because he was just starting to play with us. So, you know, we were already partway through the recording process. And he is an excellent addition to the band and just adds so much. So we all really want to record another album. Now we have all these songs that we play live but that aren't on this album. And we want to just, try and record an EP really quickly, maybe 5 songs, since we have these songs, you know, ready to go. So whereas before we kind of pieced it together over time very slowly and, you know, had to do a lot of overdubbing, this time we'll be able to kind of record most of it in one sitting and then kind of go back and do some overdubs. So that's kind of the plan right now, is just try to play some more shows around Portland and then also get another EP going and try to keep moving forward, releasing more music that is sort of more up to date with the way that we play now with the current lineup.
Is there somewhere that we can see your band playing in Portland, and where can we buy this album?
Right now, we had a date booked that just fell through, so we're probably gonna have to check the website for our next date. But we are, you know, constantly booking shows, so there should be something coming up soon. And the album can be bought on our website, as well as you can also look up our shows there. It's www.burnercourage.com. So go check it out and buy the album if you like it.
Great, I will.
So one quick question. How did you guys get the name Burner Courage? Because that's a really interesting name.
Well, we went through a really long process of picking a name, but it ended up being the idea behind it, and John, the keyboardist, came up with this idea. The idea is that when you're a kid, you know, you touch something like a hot stove burner, you have this sort of courage that comes from not knowing that it's hot. So it's sort of like a courageous act that comes from innocence. And that's what we were going for. And people come up with their own interpretations, which is totally fine with us. But that's the original origin of it. So.
Okay, great. So thank you so much, Neil, for your time today.
Thank you.
If you're interested in finding out more about Burner Courage, go to burnercourage.com, where you can find upcoming shows as well as check out their new album, Burner Courage. This has been Music Monday with Sochi Barajas and Kelly Kubik on Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sounds, broadcasting and streaming live from the campus of Pasadena City College, www.lancerradio.org.